Welcome to True Creativity Within. I'm Lisa Agaron, your host, mentor, and guide when it comes to your creative process and growth as an artist. Whether you're a beginner or professional artist, here you'll learn how to explore your true and authentic creativity, navigate the ebb and flow of the creative process, and discover that you are an artist. Thank you for listening. So let's start today's podcast. Hello, creatives. In this podcast, I am actually going to be going over my 10 mixed media principles. And for those of you who don't know what my 10 mixed media principles are, these are 10 principles that I give out to my students who take my workshops and retreats. And today I thought I'd go into more detail with each principle and just kind of go on an expanded version of what each principle is really about. Now, although I encourage my students to practice these principles while they're working on their mixed media pieces, a lot of these principles can also be applied to any other creative activity or art making. But before we get started, I want to make sure that you took the time to download the printed version of my 10 mixed media principles. I provide this so that you can print this out, frame it, and hang it up in your creative space or studio. This is really good to have as a reminder when you're in your creative process, when you're in the midst of creating a project, and you just want a few quick reminders to encourage you through the creative process. So before I get started going through each principle, I wanted to share a little bit about how I came up with these 10 principles. Throughout my years of teaching workshops and mixed media classes, I started to observe some common issues and struggles that my students were coming up against. And these struggles are pretty typical and normal. And they surfaced in a form of insecurity, overthinking, not being able to move forward on their art piece, second-guessing themselves. I would often hear self-judgment, like, I just hate what I'm doing. I don't like what my piece is looking like. So that is what led me to really want to put it in the form of 10 principles to help my students be more at ease with the creative process. So that's the reason why I came up with these 10 principles, and I hope that you will find these equally helpful. Principle number one, give yourself permission to make it imperfect. When we start from this place or this intention of not expecting it to be perfect, this kind of takes the pressure off before you even begin. You know, we have this natural expectation to create a masterpiece when we want to create art. And I know also throughout our own education and schooling, there's been an emphasis, and maybe we were even taught to strive for perfection in order to be successful or in order to get that A+. And that sets us up when it comes to wanting to do something creative. We automatically have this expectation, and this could be even unconscious. We're not even aware of it, that we have this expectation, this piece has to be perfect. So that's one of the things I wanted to emphasize is to just take that pressure off and already set yourself for imperfection. And I know this is kind of contradicting because we're not used to thinking, oh, I'm going to strive for imperfection. But I think that when we start from that place, we open ourselves up to creating stuff that is organic, that has something that's interesting and uniquely beautiful. Because when we start to appreciate the imperfections in our artwork, it gives our artwork a unique style, a unique look, and richness. You know, the need for something to be perfect gives us a false sense of security. We may have this tendency to grasp towards perfection to give us that guarantee that what we're about to create will be successful, will end up to be a great piece and, most importantly, really creative. When we're insecure or unsure of what we're creating, we tend to reach for that certainty. And that's something to be aware of when you're striving for perfection, because perfection is unattainable. It doesn't exist. So sometimes we may get caught up in this sort of pre-planning or overthinking before we even begin to paint or collage something down on our piece. So that's something to remember, especially when you're just starting a project, which leads us to mixed media principle number 2. Don't overthink it. Listen to your creative intuition and allow yourself to play. When we start feeling anxious about a project or insecure of whether it's going to be successful or if it's going to be an artwork that we love, you know, even before we start putting something down on that blank canvas, it's easy to be tempted to be wanting to map everything out, you know, what colors we're going to pick, what collage materials we're going to use, and really overthink that. Often I will catch my students spending a lot of time, you know, making everything just right in place and not allowing themselves to even begin painting on the surface. And for many of the students who have taken my classes and workshops over and over, know that if I see you guys overthinking, I will nudge you to just get that color down on that first layer. Because it's so important to not get caught up in that sort of paralysis of everything has to be perfectly planned out before I can even start the piece. So that's something to be mindful of. When you find yourself overthinking versus creating, just practice giving yourself permission to just surrender to the present moment, to surrender to the unknown. You don't have to have everything figured out. Be open to seeing what organically unfolds before you, and you might just be surprised how creative magic happens when you just allow it to organically and spontaneously happen. Okay, mixed media principle number 3. Creating isn't always smooth sailing. Frustration, doubt, and struggle is a natural part of the creative process. Hang in there. This is a big topic that I often talk about in my workshops, but I really do go through an extensive explanation about this in my retreats. And I often call this place the wall. So just to get an idea, you know, it's pretty typical to have this misperception that if I was talented enough or artistic enough, the creative process would be smooth sailing and I would be lost in this sort of effortless, blissful flow of creating, and then I would have a masterpiece. To be honest, sometimes the creative process can be exactly that, but more often than not, the creative process includes the not-so-blissful moments, the struggle, the frustration, the self-doubt, the anxiety. It can be, you know, to a point where you can't stand your piece. You don't know what you're doing. You feel lost. I even call this creative paralysis, or what is commonly known as creative block. I also call this place the wall. You know, trust me, I've been there myself. Many, many times I understand what it's like to get to that place where you can't stand what's happening on your piece. You don't like what you did and you're frustrated and the art piece is being this stubborn child that you just want to punish. And sometimes in my studio, I will punish my art pieces. I will put them away where I don't look at them and I don't see them. So a lot of creative people will allow the wall to just stop them in their tracks, using this uncomfortable place as proof they should not allow themselves to do anything creative. And, you know, it's easy to look at a piece of work in a gallery or a museum and just assume that the artist, whoever created that piece, had this seamless process of getting to that place. The reality is that you're really looking at the final product. You're not witnessing the actual struggle that the artist went through to get to that piece. So you don't know about all the preliminary drafts maybe that he or she destroyed before actually getting to that final artwork that's hanging on the wall. So keep in mind, a masterpiece doesn't necessarily happen overnight. In fact, many well-known paintings have been closely examined only to discover beneath the layers an original draft the artist had painted over. Proof of the creative struggle, even by the masters. I know I've done this actually a few times with my artwork where I didn't like what was happening on the surface. So what I did is I actually painted over and or sanded it. I would literally try to destroy the original artwork by sanding it and then gessoing over it and painting over it. So there are some pieces of mine out there that have an underlayer of an original artwork that didn't come to fruition, that actually evolved into something completely different. So bottom line, with principle number 3, the wall is a natural part of the creative process. So when I say in my principle, hang in there, that means just keep creating anyway. Keep moving forward. And or, you know, if you need to take a break from it, take a break and move on to something different. Okay, principle number 4, get messy and experiment. Don't be afraid to be spontaneous. Although it's important to have some sense of organization in your workspace or your studio, sometimes an overfocus on having everything organized or in place can stifle your creative flow and can also be a distraction to diving into your creative process. So what I mean is, when we want things to be just right, we tend to actually latch onto that in order for us to avoid creating, because sometimes creativity or the idea of starting a project or the idea of having to be creative can be scary. And we think that, well, maybe if I just have everything in place, perfectly organized, then I can be creative. And remember when I talked about perfection and imperfection and latching on to that false sense of perfection as a security blanket? It's the same thing when we organized. So a really good example of this is when I was in graduate school and I would start to study for an exam, I would spend hours trying to organize my notes. I would try to categorize them and highlight them and put headings in bold when actually I would be avoiding studying the material. So, you know, we all come up with very creative ways to avoid doing the thing that we are supposed to do. And sometimes, especially when it's loaded, like being a creative person or having to be creative, we look for things to distract us. And I call that convenient distraction. So think about that when you're looking around, or if you catch yourself over-focusing on organizing, putting everything in place before you allow yourself, before giving yourself permission to create, be aware of that, because it's okay. You can allow yourself to be messy. You can allow yourself not to be totally organized before you start creating. There was this quote that was going around on Facebook that said, "I'm not messy, I'm creative." I could really relate to that. I know whenever I am deeply immersed in the creative process, my workspace is chaos. It gets, in fact, I have this pattern of, especially when I'm finishing a body of work and I'm getting towards the end, that I sort of barricade my workspace with all my materials, and my actual workspace on my table starts getting smaller and smaller. And I can no longer fit my art piece in that space. So that is what I've noticed is kind of a pattern for me. Now, I will go back in my studio and reorganize and clean up and start over again. Trust me, I don't continue working in that chaos, but I do know that when I am fully immersed, that has a tendency to happen because I don't want to disrupt the creative flow by saying, oh, I need to stop and organize my paints, or I need to stop and, you know, sometimes I just want to keep going. So that's something to keep in mind. Give yourself permission to be messy. Okay, moving on to mixed media principle number 5. If there is something you're not happy with, you can always peel it off, collage, or paint over whatever you've already done. This is one of the reasons why I love mixed media. The beauty of mixed media is that it is forgiving and flexible and fluid, and it's never beyond repair. In other words, if you put a color down or you glue a piece of collage down and you realize, you know what, that didn't come out the way I thought, I really hate it, and it's not what I envisioned, you can always paint over it, collage over it. You can actually peel collage off and not worry about it, because the beauty of mixed media is that it is a layering process. And the layers that happen during the creative process will only give your piece more richness, more characteristic. And sometimes, for example, what I'll do, and I've seen this in other mixed media artists' artwork, is that they will put a color down and decide that's not the color they want, and then they will wipe over it, sort of take most of the paint off, and then paint another color over that. And you can still see some of the original layer underneath some of those areas that they painted over. And that in itself gives it that unique look and that unique characteristic. So, you know, don't be afraid to allow your piece to evolve, and don't feel like, oh my God, this is ruined. You know, I can't save it. I want to just toss it in the trash. I always tell my students, do not throw anything away. Put it aside, come back to it again. It will change. It will transform. And also, knowing that you have this flexibility will help keep you spontaneous, will help give your creative process some space to experiment. Okay, mixed media principle number 6. Be courageous. Follow curiosity versus fear. The more hesitant you feel, the more you should go for it. There is something about allowing yourself the permission to try something new without really knowing how it's going to turn out. This requires being courageous. Now, I use the word courageous versus fearless because having courage is not doing something with the absence of fear. Being courageous is that you're still afraid to do something, you're still hesitant or reluctant, but you do it anyway. So, you know, the more hesitant you are about trying something on your artwork, the more you should go for it. I have watched my students time and time again come up with an idea, like, and often they need permission from me, but they'll say, what if I do this, or what if I did this way, but were completely terrified to try it. And there's something about when an instructor or me comes along and says, it's okay, you can't break your artwork, you should try it anyway. And some really amazing and unique things happen. I have seen magical things happen creatively when students were given the permission to just try this idea and experiment. So, but if you never try, you'll not see the magic that comes from it. I want to encourage you to try it anyway. Remember, mixed media is forgiving. So if you try something, you experiment with something and it doesn't turn out, well, now you know not to do that. Or now you know maybe I need to tweak it a little bit. That's why allowing yourself to be courageous and to experiment is so important in your creative process. Principle number 7, you don't always have to know where your piece is going. Just trust the creative process and keep creating. You know, there's something about trusting and surrendering that helps you to get in touch with your creative intuition. I really encourage this because I believe that each one of us has a creative intuition and it exists, and sometimes we just need to get out of the way. I know this from my own experience. I know this from my own experience in the studio, that when I stop trying to over-control, overthink, or over-plan a piece that I am trying to create, and I just surrender to being fully present during the creative process, something else takes over. And sometimes I call it, you know, your own creative intuition. I've referred to it as creative spirit, because there is a point when I feel like I'm in the midst of creative flow because I have fully surrendered to the present moment, and I no longer feel like it's me creating. I feel like there's a higher power channeling through me, this sort of creative inspiration, and I am just in the flow. And you know, perhaps this is what many of the masters, artists, poets, writers have referred to as muse. So, you know, that doesn't always come easy, but it does exist. And that's one of the things that I love to encourage my students to try to tap into. So you don't always have to know where your piece is going. Just continue to keep creating, continue to go through that motion, and you might just find out what organically unfolds. Okay, mixed media principle number 8. Know when your piece doesn't want to go any further and take a break from it. You can always finish it later. This is such an important principle because throughout our education, we were taught that we had to finish the first assignment before we can move on to the next. And then we take that idea to other parts of our lives where we feel like, well, maybe we need to finish this project first before we can start a new one. Or then there's guilt around, well, you never finished that one and you can't really start before you finish that piece first. And I'm here to deconstruct that principle because I believe that sometimes a piece will tell you when it wants to be at a stopping point. Sometimes a piece will tell you, I don't want to go any further, I need a break. And you need to know when to recognize that. That is so important. When you find yourself feeling frustrated with a piece because you've been working on it for hours now and you're trying to perfect it, give it a break. Put it aside. Don't look at it for a while. I know for myself, I have multiple pieces in my studio that is on hold. I have multiple pieces that have come to a point screaming to me saying, I can't go any further. You need to stop working on me. And I will put that piece aside, and sometimes I won't look at it for months. And the reason why I'm giving it a break is because I start feeling frustrated, and I start feeling like I can't stand what's happening. It's just not working. And usually that is a signal that I need to give it a break. And what I have found, and this is going back to principle number 7, what I have found when you just trust the process of putting it away and coming back to it later, I always end up falling in love with pieces that I couldn't stand. I always notice that I come to the light at the end of a tunnel, realizing, wow, this piece will actually shift. It'll transform. It's going to evolve, and it may evolve into something you absolutely love. And this is not just my own process. I have watched this in my students too, where at one stage they couldn't stand what was happening, so I told them to give it a break, and then when they came back to it later, they fell in love with it. And it was completely different from what they had originally envisioned. So I'm here to tell you there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Give your piece a break. Move on to the next one or start a new one. I often do this in my journaling classes too. My art journaling classes, I will say, you don't have to finish that page. You can start a new one. Or you can have two journals going on at the same time so that you have one where you can close and not look at and move on to another page or another spread. So that's principle number 8. Principle number 9, one of my favorites, and I repeat this over and over in my classes. Welcome accidents and mistakes to occur. That is when the creative magic happens. There is something about those moments when you are completely surprised by the unexpected and you discover something totally unexpected when you try to experiment and you actually did something you didn't intend to do and actually a mistake happened. And it created a new technique or it created a new effect that you didn't even visualize before, or it taught you something new about your, you know, about your skills, about yourself as a creative being. So there is something about welcoming accidents and mistakes. If an accident happens on your piece or a mistake, like you put down a piece of collage that you didn't end up liking, or you painted a color that you now can't stand, welcome that, accept that, and be open to what those accidents and mistakes will reveal to you in the final result. And lastly, mixed media principle number 10. Find beauty in imperfection, try not to judge, and instead always give your artwork some love. This goes right back to principle number 1, where we're trying to start from a place of not having that expectation of having our artwork perfect, but expecting and accepting imperfection. You know, I have witnessed many of my students just get into this dialogue with themselves and with their artwork. And it's a negative dialogue of judging their art pieces. Oh, this is ugly. I hate this. I don't like what's going on. This is terrible. And I'm going to say something, and this totally comes from a place of love and encouragement. But I really want to encourage you not to hate on your artwork. Give it some love. Because when you accept that your artwork is at a stage of evolving, it's just transforming. It's not at a place of complete ugliness, or actually maybe it is, because I know I've had pieces that were in the ugly stage before it turned into a beautiful piece. But that's not the end all. So it's very important to remember that if you get to a place where you don't like what's happening on your artwork, you don't like what's coming up, or how things are working or not working together, don't judge it as this is terrible. You know, instead, give it some love and practice some loving kindness, not only with yourself as an artist and your creative process, but with your artwork. Practice some loving kindness and say, you know what? It's just at a stage of evolving. It's going to transform. When you know that your artwork is changing and shifting and transforming, you give yourself that permission to say, to be okay with where you're at that phase of your artwork or the creative process. You know, what I tell my students is that each one of you will be creating at a different pace, and you hit different stages at different times in the creative process. Not everybody ends up with a bowl of fruit all looking the same, or a still life or a landscape. Everybody has a different creative process, a different preference, and especially in my workshops, when I give you that freedom to be spontaneous, to explore your own unique creativity, everybody's going to be different. So that's why I think it's so important to stop when you're in that place where you're frustrated with your piece. Give it some love. Give it a break and then try something different on a new piece or a different piece. Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed those 10 mixed media principles. I have been wanting to just kind of go through an expansive version of my 10 principles, and I hope that helps you with your creative process and your creative journey. Thank you for listening to True Creativity Within. Until next time, stay creative and honor that true inner artist in you. To learn more about my workshops, retreats, and online courses, visit truecreativitywithin.com. And if you'd like to view my original artwork, visit my artist website at artbylisaagaron.com.